Again, Daf. Memvamibes. Elisha went, and Elisha was traveling, and there were some boys that went. They were making sonnets of Elisha. Elisha, he caused the lions to come eat them up. The last line of the page, Daf Memvav Amid Beis. Are you there, Rishalim? Are you there? And Rishalim, are you there?
I am.
Okay, good. So it says over here, the Elisha Vatetzena, Shtayim Dubim Minayar. Two lions from the forest, Vatibakando, Mehem Arbo, Shnei Yilodim, and they ripped apart 42 young children. The Gemara is Akasha, Rav, this is Machlagis, Rav, Shmuel. Chadamu one says, Nes, it was one Nes. The Chadamu one says, it was Nes, Besoich Nes. How many miracles was it that the lions, the two lions, ate up 42, not ate up, but the Balkan, they killed 42 young men. Was it one miracle or was it two miracles? So it's Machlek Yisrael Shmuel. Chadim one says it was Neis Vechod. Chadim one says it was Neis Besoich Neis. Mandim, this is Neis, it was more Neis. What was the Neis? Yar Hava, because the place where this terrible tragedy occurred was in the forest. Mandim Ar. It was the Yar Hava. And it was the forest, if it wasn't a Chiddush, they were lions. Mancha wasn't the little man there, but Raushul, Chadam wants his nace, Chadam wants his nace, the circumness. Mandi Omar, nace, it was a nace, Yar Havo, for Dubim Lo Havo. There were no lions. The fact that lions arrived, that was a nace. Mandi Omar, nace, the circumness, Lo Yar Havo, Lo Dubim Havo. There was not a forest, there were no lions. And the fact that they came, the fact that.
I don't want to reveal my ignorance, but isn't a Dubim Havo here?
Beers, you're right. Beers. What did I say? Lions? I said lions? I'm sorry, beers. Beers. Okay, beers. The Gemara says, so the Gemara says, what's the big deal? It was Nes, Besoich Nes, Lo Yar Hava, Lo Dum Hava. Why do you need there to be a forest? Why did Hashem need to make a miracle that there is a forest? Let Hashem just bring the beers, and that will be sufficient. The Gemara says, if Hashem would bring the beers, and there would not be a forest, the beers would not have any, they would be afraid. An animal needs to feel at home for it to do its thing. And the only reason why it was able to go do its thing was because it was comfortable. So it was absolutely necessary for Hashem to create an environment for the beers, for them to do their thing. The Gemara says,
Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening. Exactly. You have to feel comfortable if you want to go do your thing. So that's why it was a miracle. Fine. No. The Be'is say, if you don't have a forest, they're going to be afraid. Amar Rabbi Chanina b'shvil arbohim u'shnayim korbanos. Why was it that this happened? So the Morris of Rabbi Chanina b'shvil arbohim u'shnayim korbanos shehikru bolak melech b'mayav hufku'u mi'yishrael arbohim u'shnayim yuladim. The reason why this tragedy happened was because part of the curse, because Balak, Melech Moav, he offered 42 korbanos, that's why he weakened Klal Yisrael to the tragedy that 42 of our best were killed. It's because of Arboim Ushnaim korbanos shekir Balak Melech Moav hufku Yisrael Arboim Ushnaim Ladim. Ragnar, really? The 42 korbanos, that's why they draw any. Yomar Yehuda Amarav. So how can you say that it was a bad thing? It was a bad thing what Balak Melech Moav did, and because of what he did, that's why we have a tragedy. Adarabba. We should have encouraged him to do what he did because of the good thing that he did, that he going to bring the korbanos. That's why he was zera from his blood, from his zera came Rus Hamoavia. So the Amar Rabbi Yosef b'Chani ben Choyni Rus b'toy shel egloin b'noy shel bala kaisa. What?
I'm sorry.
We're on daf mem zayin amar alef. Towards the top. Go down a little further down.
So the kashi is so shleishim b'adosh masa. Why?
So therefore, it's a good azach. So we have a.
And you see, Rus came out of.
Oh, so therefore, so the more over here.
So what's the kasha?
So the steer on the one hand, it says that because that Balak was makir 42 korbanos,
yeah.
That's why we suffered the tragedy that 42 young men were killed.
During which time?
Elisha. Oh, okay, Elisha. 42 young men, they were killed by the lions. The two bears.
What does that have to do with Balak, Klal
because
Yisro?
Because since Balak brought Korbanos, and his purpose of bringing Korbanos was to curse Klal Yisro,
right.
So the Korbanos that he brought, they had an effect. It was a positive effect in Shemayim that he endeared himself. Balak wanted to bring harm upon Klal Yisrael, and he succeeded. He did not succeed immediately, but what he did, the 42 korbanos that he brought, ended up years later, many, many years later, causing that 42 young people who would have been the Gedolei Yisrael were killed. So what do we see? So we see that we...
Like his klala indirectly through the korbanos
skin. It came true. He was his mispala.
So the chayz is a steer.
So therefore we see that if only we can go back in time, we would have prevented. If we could have gone back in time, we would do everything in our power to prevent Balak from bringing the 42 korbanos. Because the 42 korbanos worked. Yeah. It brought about a terrible sorrow. But this other Maimon Chazal says that, if we can go back in time, we would have told them to bring even more korbanos. You cannot harm Klal Yisrael if they don't deserve to be harmed.
Right.
So his korbanos have absolutely no bearing upon Klal Yisrael, and Adrab, for him to be able to go and bring a korban, it brings him closer to Hashem.
Even though he's using it for his own
klala,
evil.
And as far as we being
but
hurt...
But it's incomparable. When it says Shloi L'Shma, he wants to have cover.
Okay. So that's really the answer is. That's really like a rishis.
He's utilizing it for evil.
So you have Zev saying that this principle of
beyond Shloi L'Shma
is when I'm doing it now Shloi L'Shma, but my kavana is that this Shloi L'Shma will one day lead to L'Shma. But let's say you do something.
I don't know if that person thinks that, because they'll tell us it would automatically.
Oh no, that's part of it. But let's say a person does it mamish 100% Shloi L'Shma. I don't ever want this act that I'm doing Shloi L'Shma should ever develop into L'Shma.
And I don't think any of you could say that. Right now, this is what he wants. He wants.
Okay, it's part of the dilemma.
He wants benefits. Wants to reap for the benefits.
Very shver nyam. You're saying very good. You're saying
because you see Lakanter. Just to show.
Okay, let's show the Gemara.
Okay,
listen.
Next. Okay,
so the Gemara says the Gemara ta'avosay mia leklola have. The Gemara basically is saying over here is elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim.
Okay.
So tell the Gemara mitzad echad enochanami mitoch shloi l'shma ba l'shma. But the bottom line is he did have kavanah to curse Klal Yisrael. Ta'avosay is dazar mia leklola have. So basically the Gemara is saying a davar pella. We live in a very complicated world. Balak itaka mitoch shloi l'shma ba l'shma. But the Vaila, he didn't, L'Shaloi L'Shma, his kavanah was L'Klola.
That's the Teretz.
And therefore, even though Shaloi L'Shma, Bo L'Shma, but the Vaila, it's L'Klola. And if it's L'Klola, it had an effect. And that's why these 42 children were killed. Let's see how Rashi
forgive me, doesn't the Gemara say somewhere else a bit of a different Lashon? Lo'ed Ma'aswan Torah M'gmetz Chassadim. Here it says Mitzvah, it says G'mitz Chassadim, Tashkla L'Shma, Bo L'Shma. I recall. I think it says Gemetz Chassadim somewhere else. Torah and Gemetz Chassadim. I'm wrong.
Could be you're right. I don't know. Let's see. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi at the very top of the page.
Okay.
Lahave duvim v'loy v'lahave. We did it already. Third line in the top of Rashi.
Yeah.
Zacha v'yatzisa mimenu rush shayatzu mimenu David u'shlomo. Shehirbu lahakiv kabonas alma zechoya secharoy. For bringing the 42 kabonas, you got a reward. Leklal the Gemara says so what. Oh, then we ask the kasha, but we see it's like a good zach. So why then did it, if it's a good zach to bring korbanos shaloi l'shma shemitel shaloi l'shma bol l'shma? How then is it possible that these korbanos had an effect upon Klal Yisrael that 42 people died?
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara answers l'klol hava lema'et es Yisrael ve'oisa kavana kan niskaima. He's saying that ain't a chinami. They both maybe what the Gemara means say is that if a person does something shaloi l'shma, fine. But don't do with a kavana to cause harm.
Right.
It's one thing you go and I learn a daf gemara because I like the intellectual stimulation. Are you causing anyone harm? Are you causing anyone harm? You're not causing anyone harm. You want
so that's lekantar.
But when
it's
you go,
also causing harm.
But when you're doing a lekantar, then you're causing harm.
What exactly is lekantar?
To provoke. You want to go learn the Gemara so you can go and you can find the legal loophole and make trouble for Klal Yisrael. You want to go learn the halakha.
So when it has to do with somebody else, that's when
it all depends. If you want to do shaloi lishma, I want to go eat food shaloi lishma for my own benefit, my own hana. Okay, so good. So right, you're not hurting anyone. So mitoch shaloi lishma ba lishma. But when the shaloi lishma has built into it, causing someone tsar, a klala, kavana klala, then that's a different type of shaloi lishma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's much, much
and
worse.
And the Satmar Rebbe says, what's shot? B'toich shaloi lishma, b'al lishma. He learns, b'toich, why are you learning shaloi lishma, b'al lishma, that the shma is going to come in?
Immediately, in the shaloi lishma.
Yeah.
Gvaldik. Gvaldik, I have here a present for you, Shalom. Because he mentioned the Satmar Rebbe, I have a special matana for you. By the way, I found the safe for you.
It's really fine.
What? I found the safe. What were you
okay,
saying?
Let's continue.
What did you say?
I know.
Look what I got. You're not going to believe this.
Hey, Mama, I said that as a joke. I can't believe it. Okay, then next. Let's go.
Unbelievable.
Let's go.
Unbelievable. Weiter.
You found the safe in Baruch Hashem. Okay.
What?
You have the safe with you?
Not with me. I'll show you. I know it's called Chesel Yavram. It's called, I know the name of Mechaber. I have a picture.
Chido's grandfather?
I don't know. I don't think so. Let's go. I'll show you the picture later on. Vayomu Okay, the Anshei Ho'ir said to Elisha, Hinei no Moishav Ho'ir Toiv. Kasher Adoni Royeh. This location is a good location. Okay, it's part of the story. Then
who is he talking to?
Elisha. After Elisha, yeah. Elio died. Elisha asked the Rebbe. He asked the Rebbe Eliyahu, I want to have your ruach.
So he gave him double.
Double. So what does it mean? So then the Navi enumerates 8 miracles. Eliyahu did 4 miracles. Elisha, then the Pesukim enumerate, he did 8 miracles.
Okay.
So this is one of the 8 miracles. He comes to a place, and it's a very nice place. The only problem is the water is no good. The water is bitter. So Elisha did a miracle. He made the water sweet. Mayim Pesukim. Vayomer Anshech U'ir Elisha. Hinei no Moishav U'ir Toiv. Kasher Doni Royeh. It's beautiful. Only problem is the water is bitter.
Okay.
Now in this conversation they said to Elisha, look, the place, it's a beautiful land like you see. Frak the Gemara, what are you talking about? If the water is bitter, how can this location be beautiful? If the mayim is roim, it's bitter water. The eretz maskelas, which means that it caused people to die,
right.
It caused death. How ella, my ella, my toivasa. So what benefit, what good is there in the land? So the Gemara is the darin dava nifla ad meoid. Amar Rabbi Chanan, chein makom al yoishav. The place can taka be ugly. It can be a deathly, a gate salmoves. But sometimes you like it. Chain is beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Chain makam al yashav.
So that's really good. It appears to look good.
It's more than that. A person likes what he likes. Chain, this is the taich of chain. Chain is a manas chinam. Chain, you can't really excel. On paper, it doesn't make any sense. Ever go to a wedding, you see chasen kala? What did the chasen see in the kala? What did the kala see in the chasen? They like each other. None of your business. It's none of your business.
Nee.
That's it. There's chayin makam al yoyishav. Some people, they like, why are you davening this shul? What? They're not nice to you. They insult you. It's Zionistic. They say the Medina. They say the from the Medina. Why are you davening here? This is not your shnit.
And then there's chayin ish al ba'ala.
There's chayin ish al ba'ala. Chayin mekach al mekhoi. How come it doesn't say the chayin of ba'ala al isha? How come it only says the chayin ish al ba'ala?
Nee.
I don't know. Fine. If we only came to learn this tonight, we could die there.
By the way, this is more than 3. He enumerates 3, but it's not 3. In reality, it's like 3. 5.
It's a shloisha chinoi saying, chen mokim al yoshvav, chen isha al
ba'ala, chen nekach
al nikhoi. Naya Gemara. Okay,
look what Rashi says.
Rashi says, Ve'elamayitivusa. The mokim hosens v'hamayim roim v'horitz maskeles. Chen mokim al yoshvav, v'afilu hurra. Nir Elohim Toif. Chein Ho'isha Tamid. Look at Rashi, it's a word. Chein Ho'isha Tamid Al Ba'ala. Ya'afilu hi michu'edes. Even if she's ugly, Look at the word tamid. Why do Rashi need to add the word tamid? I don't know. Davar nifla ad ma'id. Next piece of Gemara. Tana Rabbana. We want to welcome today's message, Mr. Aaron Rappaport. Welcome.
Tana Rabbana.
Tana Rabbana. Shloisha, we're on daf mem zayin omud aleph. We're about a third way down on this very good daf. Sheker hachein gehevel ayof yishu yas Hashem. Hayaluchud vayaluchud. Oh, there the chein doesn't mean. The chein... I don't know. You have to think. I gotta think about it. There's gotta be an answer.
About a woman, no?
Correct. Sheker hachein vehevel ayofi isha yiras Hashem hitis lo. Okay, in a chanami, there are a lot of kashas you can ask. I don't know. Especially when it comes to shaduchim, there are a lot of kashas. But right now, I don't know. We gotta go weiter. We wanna cover some ground over here because they're very big daf. We have to make a scene.
Yeah.
We're having a 7-course meal. Tanabon, Shloisha, Chaloyim, Chola, Elisha. Elisha was sick 3 times in his life. Echad, Shagira, Doiv, Echad, one. Shagira, Doiv, why? In punishment for Shagira, Doiv, and Bitinoikos. In punishment for provoking the bears to kill the 42 children who made fun of him. There were 42 bears. There were 42 children that were saying about Elisha, Kereach, Kereach, you bully.
You're making fun of Elisha?
Yes. And he got angry. And because he got angry, that provoked, that caused...
And therefore he got sick.
And therefore, two lions came out of the woods and ate up and devoured...
No, not lions, it says bears.
Bears, I always make them say bears.
So he got
bears
sick.
Bears came out and devoured 42 kindlach.
So
And that was, it was too much. It was mafriz alamida. He should not have gotten so angry to cause it that the bears came out of the forest and ate up 42 children. He was too much. The punishment did not fit the crime.
Yeah.
And therefore, in the response to punishment, in punishment, he suffered from a grave illness. The echad shadochafoy legechazi b'shtei yodayim. Gechazi, he was very naman. Naman had tzaras. And Naman went to Elisha to be healed from the tzaras. And Elisha healed him. Elisha healed Naman. And Naman wanted to repay Elisha by giving him some money. Let me give you some kesef. Let me give you a gift. You were so kind to me. You healed me from my malady. Let me give you payment. Elisha said, for free. I don't take money. I'm a prophet. I don't take money for my services. Gehazi, who is his assistant, says, I'll take the money. After Elisha went away, so Gehazi went to Naaman and says that Elisha changed his mind. He's willing to take payment. And here I am. Give me the payment. When Elisha found out what he did, he went back and he lied. And he said that Elisha changed his mind. And Gehazi took money from Naaman. Elisha was so furious at Gehazi. He was doicha him b'shtei yodayim. He got tzaras. He cursed him that the tzaras of Naaman should cleave to you. This is the haftarah of Parshas Mitzorah. This year we did not read it because this year was a double parashat Tazria Mitzorah, and it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh this year. So this year we lost out reading the haftarah, but Hashem made it up to us because now we're reading about it in detail in the Daf Yomi, Daf Mem Zayin, and Daf Masechta. To see the difference, you can't escape. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to learn about Gehazi. Very and good. Elisha, and the Mele, even though this year was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Hashkoch Yerem Sholimen. And Shol Zevi smiled, he likes this one. It's very hard to impress him. He's a very tough customer. He's only Emes.
So 1 second. So he got.
And if he likes the Vard, it's a good thing.
So he got ill again. Elisha got ill. He went sick again.
Right. So therefore, the Chazal said that he was too severe, just because Gehazi.
Because it says
he was too much.
It says Makarvas Besmoil and Doich Men.
He went too far. And this is a Musa Haskell. When you're dealing with people and you want to punish them, just because they insult you and they do Averos, there has to be the right punishment for the right crime. You cannot overreact. Overreacting is not a good midah.
Yeah.
Look at Rabbi Sholim Shlita. He knows exactly how to behave. He's our model. He's our
Rashiva.
The third illness is the one that he died. That he died from.
What was the reason?
What? Yes, that's what I just said. I just said with the Chil Hashem. I just said the whole thing. That's over the whole story. So the Chazal are saying it doesn't. It was too much. He was Mechal Hashem. He took money from Naaman. He was not supposed to do that. but ad kdei kach that he should push him away b'shtei yodayim, should go for derech. That's already too much.
Why come the third one doesn't say why he died?
This is a very big thing. Like, when do you throw children out of yeshiva? When like, they have all these different stories about people used to go to Steinman and ask them, can I, this kid used to use a, there was a rule in Eretz Yisrael when Rav Steinman was alive. You're not allowed to throw a kid out of yeshiva until you get permission of Rav Steinman to throw him out of yeshiva. And he almost never gave permission of Steinman. Okay. He would say to the Menahel, what's his mother's name? What's the name of the boy's mother? So the principal would say, what? What do I know from the mother? What kind of question is that? So he'd say, you mean to tell me you're ready to throw him out and you would not even mispallel to him even once? You don't even know the name of the Talmud? You want mispallel that he should do teshuva? He was a maestro with Stern. He was the Mashiach in Kamenitz. He's an American. And one day someone will contact him. He says, I can't help you today. I'm very, very weak. I'm fasting. Why are you fasting? He didn't want to reveal. And later he revealed he had a Talmud in the yeshiva that was going off the derech hashtickle. And he was very, very scared he would go off the derech. And Rabbi Stern, what was his first name? I forgot his first name. He was fasting that day. He was fasting that whole day as a bakasha to the Ribbono Shel Olam to help the Talmud. He should not go off the derech.
Whatever.
That's a real Rebbe.
Whatever.
With the Bach, I don't know what happened with the Bach. I don't know.
Okay, next.
Can you imagine? Who do you know would go and have such mysterious nefesh?
By the way, how come it doesn't say the third pun that he died? What did he do the third time?
Oh. Yes, murdered Akasha. I don't know what he did.
What does the Masifta say?
Why
would the Gemara leave it out?
The Masifta doesn't say a lot of things. They don't say everything in the Masifta. There's a lot of things that are missing in the
Masifta.
Okay. The Masifta, he doesn't say. The Mamish doesn't say. He says,
oh, I was thinking
we don't know. We don't know. Hiksha b'mechasaita shechol or nitzach l'gufay. We don't know.
The Mashiach says he doesn't know why.
He doesn't know. He says doesn't address it. Doesn't address what the sin. There was no sin. I guess to die, you need it. It yeshal nachash. It came time to die. And when a person dies, Hashem does chesed. The person is sick.
So the first time he was punished. The third time his time came.
Time came. And the echad one, the li shechol es chol yoy asher yom uspoy, the one that he would die with. What does Rashi over here say? Rashi b'masul chol chad es chol yoy trei chol chad es chol yoy is trei v'chad asher yom musboy. In that one pasuk, it says three references to death.
Uh-huh.
Elisha, he was chol. That's number one. Es chol yoy is two.
Right.
Asher yom musboy is three.
Right.
Tana banon li olam li a small doicha v'imin mekareves. A person push with the left and pull with the right. Now, if you pick this very important halacha, if you think about it, Mr. Rappel, you see my hands? If you push with one hand and you pull with the other, what do? You turn the person around. You have a person that's going in the wrong direction and he's in front of you. Think about it. There's a person that's going in the wrong direction, he's in front of you. What do you do? You push with one hand and you pull with the other hand. And what happens?
No, you pull with the right hand and you push it with the left hand.
So what do you do? If the guy's going the wrong direction.
Who says this?
The Vel says this. You push with that hand, you pull the right hand. What are you doing? You're turning him around. You're being mahapichim. You're turning him around. You have to turn the person around. You know he's very good at this. I'm Sholimim. He does a lot of work with Balei Teshuvah. I once saw myself, one of the people who was Makarev, got married. And he was the Masad the Kedushin. I'm a witness. I'm an Eid Neman. I'm a witness. I saw him because that goes to show real Ahava.
Ahavas
Chaveh. Weiter. You let him be the Masad the Kedushin. He has practice. He pushed him over to Yodov. The Varvusta Sugya Yeshu Hanoitri. Came to the right place tonight. Veloki Yoshua ben Prachya. Shadachafol le'echem mitalmidov Yoshua ben Prachya. Pushed one of his talmidov v'shteyodov.
And the original version was Yeshua Natsri.
Yeshua. Ois hey on the side of the Gemara. This is the Varvusta Sugya of Yeshua Hanoitri. Chal Yisrael is learning about Kushiyad. Shadachafol le'yeshu Hanoitri. Udifus Yoshua lefnei ha-sensor. Fine. B'shtei others. Then we have David Gemara over here. The Talmud Bavli is giving us two examples of people who pushed away a student. B'shtei others. And the Gemara is now going to tell us all the details. Elisha Mahi. What's the Maisa? The Elisha and Gehazi. Here we go. This is in the Pasuk. Vayomer Naaman. Naaman said, Hoyel, please, Kach, take Kikadim, take some bread. Uksiv. In other words, he wanted to give. Again, the story was, Elisha healed Naaman from his tzaras. Naaman said to Elisha,
no, kikar doesn't mean bread. Kikar means like a kikar, a certain amount of
talent?
Money.
I think it means for bread. I do not know. I think it means bread over here. Kikar means bread. Kikarim, I think loaves of bread. Not sure, maybe you're right.
You said originally
he
wanted to give money.
Let's see what it says. He says, no, you're right. You're right. He's always right. He's right.
No, because kikar could also mean bread. Kikar
means kesef. You're right. It says over here in the Masid, it means take some talents of silver.
Okay.
Okay, so what happened over here? What happened over here was Elisha healed Naaman from his saras. And Naaman wanted to
He was the one who told him seven times.
Dip in the dip in the yarding.
He first didn't believe it.
I didn't believe it. Then he did it. And then he was healed. And he wanted to reciprocate by giving Elisha.
I'm sorry, he was a general of which?
Yes.
He was a general of which
Naaman, I don't remember which army. Amon? I don't remember. Okay. One of the armies. Okay. I think it was Amon. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
He wanted to reciprocate. What did he do? He went and he gave him, let me give you some money. And Elisha said, no, we don't do that. We don't take money for our services. And Gehazi was his assistant, and he wanted money very much. So when Elisha went away, Gehazi said to Naaman that my master, Elisha, changed his mind. I'll gladly take the money. So Gvaldik, the Yemen Naaman, Hoyle, please, Kach, he caught him. Uchsidin says, Vayyemi love, Loy, Libi, Holach, Kashahafach, Ish. Then when Elisha found out, how did Elisha find out? Nevuah. Elisha found out through prophecy. Vayomer elav, loy libi cholach kash.
What are you saying now?
I'm reading the pasuk, the next pasuk.
Oh, okay, sorry.
He said to him, how dare you? He said to him, how dare you go take the money? So Vayomer elav, Elisha, when he found out what he did, he said to him, loy libi cholach. What does that mean? Loy libi cholach. Bit me up. Loy libi cholach. This means, did you think, did my heart not go away? When you left, in other words, you think I wasn't present? Just because my physical body was not located at the scene of the crime, my heart was there. I knew what was going on. But here you learn the Merdi Gezach. A person has many parts. And many times, you know, you think your friend is not here. He's here. We think, we know. There are five parts to the neshama. There are five parts to the neshama. The neshama is like a wireless network, like a mesh network. There's different parts of the neshama. That tells what was Machan Lachlis. Where is if a person's brain is not operating, he's brain dead, but his heart is still beating. Is he called alive? So some want to say he is. Why? There are multiple components to the neshama. There's a component that's in the brain. A component that's in the heart. There's a component that's with someone that you love. There's a component in Shemayim. There's a component that's with Rebbe Sholeiman. There's a mold with your Rebbe. There's a part of you in the Shema that is together with your Rebbe. Rebbe Sholeiman is. You have multiple parts of you in the Shema that are located in different locations.
So this
possible. So he said to me, do you think that my heart did not go away? When I left the
scene. Saying this to Gehazi?
Yes, to Gehazi. Do you think that I completely left this location? I didn't leave this location. My heart remained behind at this location to see what's going to happen. Even though I physically was not present at the location, and you think I do not know what you did, I know what you did. I know that you went and you told Naaman that you want the money. Loy libi holach. When the man, he turned from his chariot towards you, Naaman, you don't think I knew what you did? Isn't this an incredible insight into how people know things, an incredible insight, how people know things that you think they don't know? How could this person
possibly
know?
In the previous passage, what do you see that he accepted, that Gehazi said that he changed his mind?
Naaman said to Elisha, please take some money. You've done me a toyver.
So say it again. Hoyel, kach, kikrim.
Hoyel, please. Kach, kikrim, please take some money. Then the passage goes on to say that Elisha said, no,
okay.
I'm not taking. And then what happened? Elisha left. he left.
Yeah.
Who stayed behind? Gehazi stayed behind.
Yeah, yeah.
Gehazi shortly thereafter approached Naaman and said to Naaman, Naaman, please, Naaman, my Rebbe, Elisha changed his mind. He wants to take some money. In the Psukim. It's not in the Gemara. The Gemara is not
here. The Psukim that you're reading on the side, where does it say he changed his mind?
It doesn't say that in our Gemara. You have to open up the safe. You have to open up the safe in Malachim and go through the whole Sugya.
Okay, okay.
The Gemara cannot go tell you every single Psukim in the safe in Malachim.
Okay.
The Dav is big enough already as it is.
Nee.
They have to serve. Vayomer Elav Loi. So then later on, he found out what he told him what happened. How in the world did Elisha know what happened? There are no cameras. There are no recorders. How does he know? So the Gemara is telling you, the Murid Gazach, people have the koyach to know what's doing in another location because their neshama, you leave over your neshama there. Look, you have a shaya and you can't steer. A lot of mice
so
like this.
This is like an rhetorical question.
Correct. Do you think that my heart did not leave? My heart did not leave.
Just like a person.
When he over here was referring to Gehazi, when Gehazi got off his chariot, you told him wait. You told him wait. It possibly means when Naaman turned to you, when he was on his chariot, you told him stop. Naaman, don't go yet. Don't go yet. And Naaman turned around. What do you want? So now Elisha goes on to criticize Gehazi. What did you do? What crime did you commit? He gave alts. He gave them silver and he gave them clothing and zaysim. The Gemara really? The Gemara says, what?
What's the kasha?
Is it really true that Gehazi took for himself all of these things? Gehazi took for himself
eight items.
High cast of begodim with the shekel. He only took for himself two things. Not the cast of begodim. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yitzchak."
Why? It enumerates bakul tzayin and shvachim.
This is what Gehazi accused him of.
Right.
But the Lamaisa only took two things. Rabbi Yitzchak be'oisa shochol Elisha oisek b'shmoyin shrotzim. The reason why he said anything because Elisha was a Talmud Rebbe. Elisha was oisek in the sugyos, the shveris sugyos shmoyin shrotzim.
Yeah.
And he amalo and he used shmoyin eight. And that's why they're learning either H or Rashim. I'm like, Russia, Higia, Ace, Lito.
What's that? Who's saying this?
Elisha. Elisha is saying now. It seems from the context of the Gemara that Gehazi came back at some point in time to the Bet Midrash. And they were learning in the Beis Medrash. And he was giving Shir Shon Shiratzim. And they gave a look at Elisha, at Gehazi. And he right away detected. He detected that he went and he took all. And he said to him, what did you do? Russia. He called him a Russia. Okay? Could you imagine Elisha calls a son of Russia? That's not a good thing, Moshe. Where do you find in Tanakh? Every go to Jeopardy, Mr. Rapport. They can ask you on Jeopardy. Me, Omar. Tell me, Mr. Rapport, you there? Mr. Rapport? They can ask you in Jeopardy. Who are the only two people in the entire Tanakh who called another person a Russia?
That's about Muslim Sakharov.
Moshe called Dasan Vaviram, and Elisha called Gehazi. This is the only place in the whole Tanakh.
No.
Who else?
By the mice of Kairach. Rishoyim. Badlam Rishoyim.
Hashem said about them, but he didn't call them directly to their face.
Right.
Only two places in Tanakh, on the Chidun HaTanakh, that me, Omar El Mi, who in Tanakh, Omar, me, Omar El Mi, Russia. Only two places. Moshe said to Dosan Vaviram, Russia, Loma Sakereyecha. And when Elisha said to Gehazi, Russia. Which one was justified, Moshe? But when Elisha, this one was not justified. Elisha, to go call this, the Gemara criticizes Elisha. Elisha should not have called him a Rasha. You went mafers alamida.
So he said like this, I'm
like Rasha. And therefore he cursed him.
I don't understand. And now...
He said over here that you want to go take reward. There was when he said over here the eight things, he didn't mean literally. He meant over here a concept. It's a conceptual thing.
That you want to take.
You want to go take over here in this world. It's meant for you, Gehazi, to be dirt poor. Obviously, Gehazi was a very poor person. He didn't have any money, and he had tremendous poverty. Rachmanolus on the nisyonis of poverty on Mavel Arayim, the nisyonis of poverty, and he wanted money. He dashed and told him. Your neshama is not meant to have money in this world. You'll have everything you'll want in the next world. You want to go take your olam haba in this world? You wanted the golden. You want the golden leg of the table in this world.
No, Rashi doesn't say that. He says,
question mark.
You want to get the schar?
You want in this
world?
The Shmoni Parah.
So, but why does he use in such a word Shmoni Shrat? You want to take?
Because he was learning. The reason why he enumerated 8 items was because they were learning the sugis of Shmoni Shratzim in the Shir, and he just used that as a springboard. There were 8 Shratzim.
So it's interesting.
You want to go take? You want to go take the reward for learning Torah in this world?
And what's the Shmoni Shratzim?
No, it's just a mashal. It's just obviously there are very deep things over here. I don't know what they are. But Al Derech Pshat, it just is sharp. We're learning Shmoni Nishratzim. 8 things. So you it's not meant for you to be a gevir. Your tafil in this welt is to be an Orman. So you want to go, you try to chat and take from Naaman the money. So you wanted the schar for learning coming to Shul learning Torah.
So the Gemara says Tzras Naaman.
So he cursed him. V'tzras Naaman, he cursed him. V'tzras Naaman.
And let me ask you, what is his children?
So you're saying very good. Why should the children suffer?
Yeah.
Is his poiket oven? Is lo yumsu oves al bonim?
Exactly.
Ubonim lo yumsu oves.
Exactly.
But it's only when they're not oidek in the my same shalaviyam. I guess you have to say that Elisha saw that his children followed in his midos. He found their midos. Weiter.
Now
we go weiter. We are born Anoshim. This is the next half Torah. This half Torah. We are born Anoshim. How you mitzorayim? We have Anoshim. This was the Meisel in this city. Which city was it? What was the name of that city? It was a city. And they were about to die. They were going to starve. And they asked the king, should we go outside? Then we go look. Should we go look for some food? So he said, no. But there were four. There were four people who, anyway, were thrown out of it because now a mitzvah has to be
bothered.
So it says in the Maisa, it says, who are the four people that were outside? It was Gehazi and his 3 children. So what do you see over here? You see the curse of Elisha came true. Now we go by Damasek. And now we go by to Elisha, try to get him back. He pushed him away, he insulted him, he cursed him.
Yeah.
So Elisha went off the Derech. He went off the Derech. So Elisha later in his life realized.
What do you mean went off the Derech? He became became fry?
Yeah, became fry.
What does it say that?
That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says. You see right now, the Gemara says he did terrible things. The Gemara tells you
what he did exactly.
So Elisha, at some point in time in his life, realized he went too far. Mafriz alamida. So what did he do? He went to go get him back. The Rebbe tried to get back to Talmud. Why did he go to Damesek?
It's interesting. Look, the Masechta said Lemesek.
That's the Gemara's kasha to Rashi.
Oh yeah.
Rashi over here says B'shemar Shuratzim Perek B'shemar Shuratzim.
Yeah, that we learned.
What was that? No Rashi. He went Damesek. Lama halach. Amar Biyachonan Shohalach lehachziru legeichazir b'teshuva. He wanted to get back to teshuva. Chayz b'teshuva. V'loichazar. Gehazi did not want to do teshuva. Amaloi, chazor boch, do tshuva, come back. Amaloi, so Gehazi said to Elisha, it's too late. You know why? I was choyte umachti. Amaloi, kach mikublani mimchol kol mishachotu vehechti esarab.
I was mechaber from you.
Ein maspikin biyodu lasoyz tshuva. My other friend, what exactly did Gehazi do that he went off the derech?
A magnet.
He hung lechatos. Now lechatos means over here that he followed the way of chat. Look at Rashi. Even shoyeves, a magnet. Shemag ha'has es hamachateches mina aretz. Umamidase ba'avir. Ve'aydei oisa even hemid hagolim shel yiravam ba'avir. He was able.
I guess the gun were made from metal.
It was the same time as Rechavam, and through this technology, okay, whatever this means, he was able to magically suspend the calves, the Eglei Zav of Yeravam ben Nevat in mid-air.
But the Gala must have been made from what? Some type of a metal.
Because
mag only attracts metal.
Chleisnish, I don't know. Whatever it means, I have no idea. We don't know what it was. But we do know that Yeravam ben Nevat, in order to prevent the Jewish people from going to Yerushalayim, he made 2 Beit Mikdashes. A Mikdash in Be'er Sheva and Don. Right, 2 places.
No, he put down 2 agalim.
In both places. Right. He had 2, in order there should be no traffic. He made 2 locations to worship.
One in Dan and one in Beersheba.
And he had their Eglei Zohov. Right. And these Eglei Zohov were miraculously suspended in midair. How were they suspended?
Yeah.
He had a master magician do it for him. Gehazi. Gehazi knew technology. He knew how to miraculously look. It wasn't a miracle. It was just a fake.
Your Rebbe was still around. Your Rebbe was the time you Rechavim.
So maybe a little later. No. So it could be it was a little later. It was a little later. I don't even know what time. I don't know. Whatever it was. Whether it was yeah. This
your
was the time.
Was with much this earlier was,
this
than
was the time.
Navi.
Elisha was during the time of the kings, the evil kings.
Eliyahu was the time of Achav, and Elisha was much later.
Not much later. Right after, the same time.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah,
but they
was
still
preceded.
Yeravam established these mikdashas. They were still in existence.
Oh, I see.
They were still in existence.
So
He upped the game by coming there and suspended
in
media
in
order that people should think that it's a god and they should worship the eagle. They faked him out. They faked him out. They made an avodah zara.
Okay.
Made an avodah zara. Evan told him, "Lachaz Yeravam the Behamida ben Shemayim l'Oretz." Speak them. Some say Shem Chokak Loy Apuma. He when he put the Shem Hashem in the mouth of the calf, and the calf was talking. So therefore, two different techniques he did. One to either was technology, or it was Koychas Atoma.
Yeah.
The Shem Hashem. He did this in order to trick, to mislead the populace.
Yeah.
And they should think that it's a god.
Yeah.
And they worship it. So it turns out that Gehazi was his main man. Gehazi was, we worked for the administration for the corrupt.
Of the fraudulent
Malche Yisroel, who was thoroughly corrupt. They were Chayti Machti Yisrabim. And Gehazi was their chief architect in their planning and policy in order to be Chayti Machti the Klal
Yisrael.
Another aver that he did was he drove out the rabbis. In other words, the Gehazi, Elisha wanted to make a yeshiva. Elisha had a yeshiva for prophets. And Gehazi did not, he was the administrator. And there were some very eligible students who wanted to come and learn in the yeshiva, and Gehazi drove them away. He dismissed them. He instituted.
And Rashi says, "Why pnei Elisha shayim shamar shlofanav?"
He didn't want. He did not want that there should be talmidei chacham in the veld. He wanted to deny klaiyos from prophecy. Them some say, "Rabbanu and dochem mikamei from Elisha." This is the pasuk. "Vayomu v'nei hanavim el Elisha, hinei no hamokem asher nachnu yoshim sham lufanechet zayim mimenu." That it's too narrow. That the Talmidim complained that the conditions in the yeshiva are not good. There's not enough space. Michlal diado idno lo havedoch. Until now, it was very expansive. It was a beautiful Bet Midrash. Nee. And along came Elisha. He was the administrator. He said, "What do we need a big Bet Midrash for?" And he cut the Bet Midrash into half. And in other words,
Gehazi,
yeah. He ruined it. It's not clear exactly what he did, but he ruined it. Rashi over here says, no Rashi on
this. No, yeah, there is. Rabbanu Dacha.
Dacha hoyas ha-talmidim b'bnei Elisha k'shoyim ha-mishamish l'fanav d'chsev l'achar sheperish
b'medim ha-mokam. Who was mishamish?
Gehazi. Ha-mokam ha-shar nachli yoshim b'yis ha-medish shal Rabbanon.
No, you left out. D'chsev l'achar sheperish b'medim.
Well, let me find the place. The Chsiv L'yachah.
No, Rabban Shdach, Dach, oh yeah, it's a Tamidam.
Hamokam, after Gehazi left, L'yachah Shepesh Menu, Hamokam Asher Nachni Yoshim, Beis Hamedush, Shal Rabbanon, Tsar Mimenu, Shenitoysu HaTalmidim Shoye Gehazi. Oh, I didn't say
this
correctly.
This is after he was dying.
I didn't say it correctly, right? I know it's that while Gehazi was in charge, he did not let Talmidim come into the Beis Medrash. So there was plenty of room. There was a plenty of room every time at his own table. Then when Gehazi was pushed away b'shtei yodayim, all of a sudden the Beis Medrash filled up the capacity. That is an indication.
But if he was a tzras, how was he able to come in? How was he permitted to come in to?
No, exactly. The
to
same
downsize
time.
It.
That was the same. No. Let me explain. Gehazi, how was he able to downsize? You're asking very good. I don't know. Maybe you're asking very good. Maybe it means is that
maybe
Gehazi,
before he cursed him.
Before, right? He was already bad.
He was already
evil. He was already evil from the very, very beginning. You're right. That's what it has to be. He was corrupt already from before. Someone is corrupt.
The Eved Shoevis is awesome.
Back,
just say what this is afterwards.
They corrupt way from Mishram Kadmoni to stick up. They always find politicians. They catch them, and then they open up the books, and they go back 20 years ago. They were corrupt then as well. They just got away with it. So the Gehazi, he was corrupt, and he took the money from Naaman. Now we can realize that the last 10 years, he was in charge of the Beis Medrash. Yeah. He did not allow Talmidim to come to the
Beis Medrash. But the Eved Shravas, when did that happen? That also happened before he Ibdachah Shnayim Daim?
Yeah, that year. That was also before. That's what I'm saying, is that he was Krabb Lamafreya. That he was the administrator of the Beis Medrash. So you come, how come there are so few Talmidim in the yeshiva? No one wants to come.
So he went off already,
before he was ready. No one wants to come to the yeshiva. What could you do? That's why there are so few Talmidim, because no one wants to come. Not true. Many Talmidim wanted to come. The reason why there was so few was because Gehazi didn't let them come. Mm. How do you know that? Because now when Gehazi was fired, and they put a new administrator in charge, the place is packed.
Yeah.
So you see the Lamafreya, Gehazi was the one that was preventing the Talmidim from coming to the Beis Medrash.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeshiva and Parachia. So therefore, that's the Gemara's Maskana. So we don't know the Gemara's Maskana, Morita Gemaisa. Elisha was Doiche Gehazi B'shtei Yodayim. And that is held against him.
So what's that?
And that's why he was sick.
But Iker Chosman HaSeifa, when he told him, come back, do tshuva, I said,
I can't. I was choyt machin shayi can't do
tshuva. But it doesn't say what Elisha answered back.
He doesn't say what he's saying very good. Elisha didn't answer back.
Because Yerom also went to choyt machin shayi can't do tshuva. And Hashem Chosabach, and him v'tab and g'nen, so he asked
me b'roish.
So you see Hashem gave him an opportunity, even though you're a choyt machin shayi can't do
tshuva. So how come Elisha didn't tell that to him? I don't know.
There's a lot to be said, and by the way,
this was held against him. And it's interesting, Elisha was a Talmid on Eliyahu. Elio also was very too strong.
He said,
he said they don't do bris milah. Hashem says, how dare you? How dare you say that? They do bris milah. You're going to have to go to every bris milah that ever exists to witness see they do bris milah. It's a pella. Elio, when he comes to bris milah, it's a punishment. It's a punishment. Every time you see Elio, you say, Baruch Abba. It's a punishment for him to come. He'd rather not come.
It's a medrash, yeah.
He'd rather not come. He only has come because to witness that we do bris milah. Okay, so this is the ma'isa of Elisha and Gehazi. We're zoiche to learn it being over here, Baruch Hashem. Now we go to the ma'isa of Rebbe Shub and Prachya. The Barhusta ma'isa, Rebbe Shub and Prachya, and Yeshu. What was the ma'isa? Rebbe Shub and Prachya, Ma'ik was the ma'isa of the Havakal Kotel, Yanai Malka, when Yanai the Malka, the king, in the time of the Bayesheni. Yanai Malka, the Rabbanon, when the Yanai Malka, he killed the Rabbanon, okay, he was a wicked king, he was the king of the Jews.
He was the Brahman, and he did not
like the rabbis. Judicial reform. He did not want to deal with the Orthodox community. So they killed all the Rabbanon. Shim ben Shedach. Now there was one survivor. Who was the survivor?
His brother-in-law.
It was the brother-in-law. Because who hit him? Shim, his wife. His wife hit him. Is the queen. The queen. Shim ben Shedach was Amtinu Achdei.
So that means Yanai's wife, who was the sister, Shim ben Shedach, hit him.
Right, she hit him. So what happened? Now, during this time when Yeshua was sitting, he had a Talmud. Who was the Talmud? The Talmud was Yeshua ben Parachi. Yeshua ben Parachi was a Talmud of Shimon Shetach. Yeshua ben Parachi was a Talmud of Shimon.
Yeah.
That's what it says. Okay. He was a Talmud of Shimon Shetach. What happened? Ozan, he was not hidden. He did not have the benefit of being hidden by Yanai's wife. Mm-hmm. She only hid her brother. She did not hide her brother's Talmidim. That was a big mistake. There will be no Yeshu today.
One second. How do you know Shimon Parachim learned under Shimon Mesheta?
We're going to see right now.
Shimon Parachim went.
You see, the whole fault was the wife. Because she only hid the Rebbe. She did not hide the Rebbe and the Talmidim. It says in the Gemara, if a Rebbe goes to Golos, who goes to Golos with him? The Talmidim. If the Rebbe kills B'shoigek and the Rebbe goes to Golos, who goes to Golos with the Rebbe? The Talmidim. If the Talmud goes to Golos, who goes to the Golos? The Rebbe. Right?
Yeah.
So how can you hide? She made a big mistake. She only hid her brother. Her brother cannot survive without his Talmidim.
So let's continue.
A Rebbe needs Talmidim. Rebbe Sholim and he needs Talmidim.
So let's continue.
Rebbe Shimon Paracha. Ozal, he went. Orak, he ran away. Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. Okay, Yanai's wife only hid her brother. She did not hide her brother.
And Rebbe Shimon Paracha was afraid that he was going to be killed by Yanai.
He killed, so he ran to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. Kiyava Shalma. When things calmed down, when there was a change of regime, a regime change, new elections, and he was now, no longer was a danger, Shalach Le'eshim and Shetach, he sent a message.
Come back.
Mini from Yerushalayim.
What does mini mean?
This means from. F-R-O-M. From.
Mini Yerushalayim.
From. Yerushalayim, Irak Kodesh. L'cha to Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. Achoisi Bali, your sister, your husband, sharu b'soicheich, v'ani yosheves, achoisi my sister, bali, my master, sharu b'soicheich,
d'vir,
v'ani yosheves shoimama. It means I'm all alone here. There's a separation between the Rebbe and the Talmud.
So again, achoisi, what's the marshal?
Who is achoisi? It's a code. He didn't want the going to find out what he was saying, so he used code. What exactly is the code? Let me tell you. Let's see Rashi first. My master, can I read the Chagiga?
Who was a Nasi?
Let me make sure I say it right. Let me read the Masifta. The Masifta over here says, he's talking about code. Mini from me, Yerushalayim Yerakadosh, Luchot Yerushalayim Yerakadosh, Achoisi. Who is Achoisi? Misifta, Lamed Zayin. Achoisi, Yerushalayim is called Achoisi. Achoisi, Tamosi, Yonasi, yeah, it's in Shir Hashirim. Achoisi means Yerushalayim, Bali, Lamed Ches, here it says over here, Lamed Ches, Yerushalayim Yerakadosh. Achoisi, Bali. Chach Mechane Yerushalayim es Alexandria, my sister. Yerushalayim and Alexandria were sister cities. Okay? So Yerushalayim is calling Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim my sister.
And Bali.
Yerushalayim is the brother, you're my sister, because they're sister cities.
Yeah.
They were both populated by a large number of Jews. Yeah. Bali, it's an expression of endearment to Yoshua ben Prachya. The Rebbe is calling the Talmud my master. It's an expression. He wants to butter him up. Come back, my Talmud. I need a chavrusa. Or chavrusa, or misusa. Come back.
My master,
Shalui b'soicheich, is dwelling in your midst. Vanish Balich is dwelling in Alexandria. You in Alexandria, Shalom Mitzrayim.
No, because Rashi says he became a Nasi.
He's saying he's sending a message to Alexandria. Alexandria, my sister. The letter is really being sent to the city. He's sending the letter to Yerushalayim and Prachi, but he doesn't want to say it openly because they get into trouble. They read the mail. So he sent a code. So the code is, I want to give a message over to the city of Alexandria. Alexandria, I want to tell you something. That my husband is living inside of your city, and I am all alone.
And Rashi
I am a
Galmuda. My husband, he said that Yerushalayim and Prachi became a Nasi.
Rashi,
my Yerushalayim and
Prachi. Yeah, he was a Nasi in the Sanhedrin. Okay, he was a Nasi. So Rav Shimon Shetach is saying to him, Alexandria, that Alexandria, you're holding captive my husband. Who is he referring to? Yerushalayim and Prachi. I'm desolate. I need someone over here. I need a chavrusa. So therefore, so that was a code. We're basically saying is the time is peace. Everything is fine now. Everything is good and fine. Yeah. He can come back.
Let's finish.
So Rav Shimon Prachya, he had a Talmud.
Yeah.
Rav Shimon Shetach had a Talmud. Rav Shimon Prachya.
So it continues.
And he went back with the Talmud. We're going to write in the Gemara. This piece. Let's go back. Let's go. So Kiyasa. So he went back. So they stopped at a motel. Motel 6. They went to a certain Ushpiza, to a motel. And what happened? Kom Kamayu Bikora Shapir. The people there got up and they gave Rabbi Shua ben Prachya gewaldige kovet, gewaldige service. They gave excellent service. After the Yukara Tuva, Kom Kamayu Bikara Shapir, let's get up in front of them. And then when they saw him in the Ushpiza, they said, let's get up and give kovet atayra. Kovet atayra. Kovet to so of the lay Yukara Tuva. And they gave him very, very kovet.
Yeah.
So then when he did this, so Rabbi Shua ben Prachya, he said to his Talmud Yeshu, wow, Yosu kam mishtabach. So Rabbi Shua ben Prachya said to his Talmud Yeshu, wow, look at this hostess. This hostess. He said,
it was a woman.
Kamo no'o, how beautiful achsan yezo. Who was the Talmud? That was Yeshu Notri. Rebbe, you may be a big Talmud Chacham in learning, but when it comes to your taste in women, you can do better. Rebbe, I can get you a better shidduch.
Rebbe,
einecha terutois. Her eyes are round. Okay, that you don't, that she's, you can do better. For shidduchim. Amalei, so Rav Shimon Barachi said to Talmud Yeshu, Rasha. Oh, a third, this is not in Tanakh, this is only in the Gemara. So the Rav Shimon Barachi called this Talmud Yeshu, you Rasha. You choshed me. That when I said that she's a beautiful woman, you thought I meant physically.
Yeah.
When I said beautiful, I meant to say that she's beautiful in Meisim. From here you learn Merdeka Yisoid. Chacham Yizor B'divreichem.
Talmidei
Chacham, be very careful what you say.
Okay, let's finish up.
You talk about women, you're always going to get into trouble. Don't say anything
else.
Let's finish up. Isaac Apik Abba Meyoshu, we took out 400 shofars. V'shamt, and you put him in shamt. Thank you very, very much.
Kol
Yoyim. Shamt. Kol Yoyim. Everything that's L'Kame. Everything that's L'Kame.
He asked for forgiveness.
Every day he came for V'lo Kibli and accept him.
You ever had
the one that have a Kari Kriyashma. And also L'Kame. Accept him. So he put out his hands. Wait, I'm going to take you. But the Talmud didn't understand. They put out his hands. He says, wait.
He thought, push him away.
So he went, Zokav Levento, Palcha. He went, he took up a stone. He established Christianity.
And he worshipped it.
And he worshipped it. And that was the beginning of the old down. Also, Zokav Levento, Palcha. He bowed down to Amalei. So then Rav Shimon Barachi saw what he did. He says, what are you doing?
So he said, do tshuva.
Chazor boch. Amalei, kach mikubalim imcho, kol achoyti machi yisalam, ein maspikim yogu lasos tshuva. Yomar.
Kishe,
vehesis, vidiach, vehechti yas Yisrael, there's no choice. You know, there's no choice. Tanya, Rav Shimon Barachi, oimer yetzer, tinoik, v'isho, te smol, doicha, v'imim,
v'imim, v'imim, v'imim.
Going back, three things. You're dealing with the yetzer, Tashmish, Yetzirah, to be very careful how to deal with it. Very careful, person is a taiva. You have to know how to deal with. You have to be done with chokhmah.
Don't
with dealing with children. Don't be too tough with them. When it comes to children, don't hit them. You have to be very delicate in how you deal with children. Yetzirah, tinoik, v'chein isho te small doicha v'im mikadeves. You have to be very, very careful. Okay, that is the end of the Gemara.
Wow! Shkoyach.
All right.
At least we learned to tell the Mishnah.
I have to. I'll show you. I have to give a shir afterwards, but I have.